Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to ICANN9, as a few of us affectionately refer to it as. We've got a full house, so we are jumping right on into things. No chitter-chatter, no talking about the weather. Lord forbid we talk about the weather. It's such a boring topic, even on the West Coast, when it's really impacting people's lives. When we recite the ICANN mantra, or lesson one, 5 times daily, great things happen. And as I put in the text a few minutes ago, actually an hour ago, what is one word that comes to mind? If I let everybody pontificate, and if we all took a turn, well, we'd be here for a couple hours. Although that would be wonderful and fun, some of us do need to go to bed. There are a couple of us on the line tonight who were not with us last week, and there's a couple on tonight who want to just scope things out, and they will be sharing their introduction, who they are, what state they're from, that kind of thing. Tonight, when it's your turn to share, please answer those three questions. What word comes to mind from reading the ICANN mantra or lesson one 5 times daily? Maybe you missed a day, as William talks about in lesson number two. You're going to hear him address being in the right mind and falling off the horse. Maybe you didn't quite get it 5 times a day. Maybe you did it 2 or 3 times. That's irrelevant, okay? We're not legalistic here, all right? But what one word, if you could encapsulate what one word really, was it liberating? Was it empowering? And I'll stop because I may be stealing your words. For me, it literally was life-altering. I'll put a hyphen in there, so that only counts as one word, right? It's a conjunction word. Life-altering. Reading, and it still is, from when I did it 2 years ago to this last week, 5 times a day. Number of years that I've been in Nikken, that's the second question that needs to be answered. For me, it's 26, or I like to use my mom's response, quarter of a century plus. Makes it sound even longer. First life-altering Nikken product was the sleep system. And the reason I'm asking that third question is because we're going to be working in a few weeks on our elevator speech or our elevator pitch. And that's imperative to get that front and center right off the bat. Okay, so I've answered all three questions. Who wants to go first? Just hit *6. And if somebody else is talking, just wait. You'll get your turn. And whether we go from the middle of the country to the east to the west, doesn't make any difference. Just whoever is ready to go. And as a reminder, as one of our ground rules last week, if you're just now jumping on board and you didn't do any of the homework, you didn't even do it one day reciting it 5 times daily, then you get to take and you get a pass, okay? We want to hear from the people who actually did the homework, okay? Or made an attempt to do the homework. That's what we're looking for. So, who's up first? And by the way, 25-ish minutes from now, this call wraps up, so don't be shy. Because as I learned a long time ago from my dear friend Gene Brock, being shy is just being selfish. And we don't want to have any selfish people on this call because we don't do negative. We only do positive, right, Steve? So who's up?
This is Lori in South Carolina.
Go ahead, Lori.
Yeah. My one word is also hyphenated, attitude altering. And next month, yes. And next month it'll be 2 years that I've been doing the Nikken business, and 6.5 years using the product. My first life-altering product were the insoles that my sister let me slip into my slippers. It changed my life in 30 minutes.
Okay, so now you're cheating because you're starting to share your elevator pitch, and I knew that would happen. I didn't think it would happen at the first person, but because we can't contain ourselves, can we?
No.
Excellent. Thank you, Lori. Who's next?
This is Rita.
New Hampshire. Yeah.
Repetition, the mattress and the blanket. So I guess you call that the sleep system, but there was no pillow at the time. And somewhere between 15 and 20 years, probably. I don't exactly know.
Okay. Thank you, Rita.
Mia? Hi.
Yeah, good evening, Sandy. Go ahead.
Hi. Got to use three words. Form positive habits. let's see. We went sober in 2002. I think probably about 18 years. And the sleep system.
Sleep system. Excellent. What were those three words again? Oh, no. Yours is one word, right? No, three words.
No, three. Sorry.
Three.
Forming positive habits.
Forming positive habits. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Sandy.
Mm-hmm. Norma, Missouri. Number
good
one
evening,
is hope.
Norma. Hope?
Number two is 22 plus years, and number three would be the necklace.
Okay. Hey, Norma, you say the word hope, right? Four letters,
yes.
H-O-P-E?
Yes.
Interesting. And not that your word is any more special than anybody else's, but why hope? Because I know what the biblical definition of that is, but I'm curious where you're coming from with that one word, hope.
Because after so many years in the can, I'm seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you for that clarification. 22, wow. All right, thank you, Norma.
This is Jeannie in Phoenix.
Good.
Number one is habits, 14 years, and gold-linked bracelet.
Gold-linked bracelet, excellent. Okay, thank you, Jeannie. Again, as a reminder, *6 on your phone. And if you don't hear me say go ahead or yep, we can hear you, then it hasn't clicked in yet.
Hello, Pat Kelly, Gary, Indiana.
Good evening, Pat. Go ahead, Pat.
And my best thing is the back wraps.
Okay, we missed the other two. What was the one word, and then what was the time frame in Nikan?
Actually, it's two words, I can. And secondly, 22 years. And the third one was the MagFlex and the back rep.
Okay, all right. And I forgot to text you, Pat, or call you. I have not been able to connect with Rebecca to give her the reminder text. I don't have a phone number for her, so at some point tonight, later, now, whenever, if you can text that to me, I'd like to add her to the group text. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thanks, Pat.
Hattie Jane.
Good evening, Hattie Jane.
Ignition, 22 years, double side, double bump on both side, insole.
The original Japanese version. And how many years did you say?
22, I believe.
22, okay. Thank you, Hattie Jane.
Thank you.
Down to the Suki.
Good evening, Suki.
I'm not going to give
by the way, Suki, you get the extra special prize tonight, and I'm going to introduce Suki Johns, and I believe last week, I think we just had one other question that you get to answer, and that too, actually, what state you're from, and what was your previous occupation prior to being introduced to Nikan? So start there, and then answer the other three.
What was it you just asked me to see?
Where's home?
Oh, I'm from Nevada, from Carson City, Nevada, and my business before NECAN was childcare.
Childcare, okay.
Childcare, and I had a business teaching people how to make bread.
Oh, that's fun. That's jazzy. But I can't even think about bread else I start to. Well, there becomes more of me to love, and I'm trying to stay at my high school weight, so I just avoid it like the plague. So, Tuki, and by the way, welcome to the group of ICANners, and I'm hoping Larry is on the call, because Larry and I had an epiphany driving back from Tacoma that I want to share with the group. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to do this right in the middle of everybody. I totally forgot. Well, let me let Tuki finish, and then I'm going to segue something that I was supposed to start out with that I had in my notes, and I just now looked at them and forgot. So, Tuki, regarding lesson number one of the ICANN mantra, is there a word that describes that for you?
How about if I do that next week?
It's perfectly fine.
Okay.
What about your length in NECAN?
19 years.
19 years, and first product that was literally life-altering?
For me, it would have been the Triphase Knit Necklace.
Triphase Necklace, okay. Fantastic. Okay,
this is Larry.
Larry, I'm going to let you share, and then by the way, if your line is not muted, please hit *6 again until you hear in your earpiece or in your phone, your line is now muted. Don't hit it if you're... I mean, you'll know, but all those extra lines not muted really adds to the background noise and all the other stuff. So go ahead, Larry. One word to describe?
I would say intimidated.
Intimidated.
I'm having a tough time reading this every day. Enough times. But other than that, 25 years and the Kinko Touch.
25 years in the Kinko Touch. Okay. Before the next person shared, one of the things I wanted to start the call with tonight, and you're going to hear from me once and once only, and that is a testimony. And what I mean by that, not a product testimony. And again, if you've not heard in your ear, your line is muted. Please hit *6, and then that'll make sure, because the background noise, it not only drives me nuts, but it drives everybody else nuts. And we have several people that get to listen to the recording because they can't get on live, and it's really crucial. A ICANN testimony. This came about, and what caused me to want to have each person share, starting next week at the top of the call, so it's imperative that you be punctual, is what has this course done? We're going to hear lots of stories at the very, very end of the 12 weeks, but during the thing, sometimes we get just so excited about it. And when Larry and I were driving back from an event in Tacoma, Washington on Saturday, they had this epiphany that, you know, when talking to people, when they get to be so negative, or as we have discovered, we don't do negative, we only do positive, and we're in this together for good, we're going to experience things. And the epiphany that Larry and I had was, oh, you're not an ICANner. You're an ICANNOT-er. Okay, I know that's not a word, but you're part of the ICANNOT crowd. And as Jim Rohn taught me years ago, there's only about, you know, 7 or 8 bozos in the world. They just move around a lot. But we can now categorize them and say, oh, got it. But here's a quick testimony that happened to our family, or I should say to Emily and I, a couple weeks ago. We ordered some pizza for a family event, and we specifically gave them the time, knowing that we could just swoop in there, pick it up, be back at the house before all the rest of the family arrived. There's 16 Rogers altogether, got 2 away that are away at university. And we walk in the door, and they said, oh, yeah, we're just going to start making that for you. And I kind of shook my head and I, oh, maybe they're just going to start assembling the boxes because they're getting the pizza out of the oven. And I didn't make a big deal of it, but we waited and we waited and we waited. And 25 minutes later, I'm sitting there going, how do I use my ICANN attitude to talk to the manager and say, do you guys offer a compensation? Because I'm supposed to be home now, because there are 15 other people, well, 14 other people besides Emily and I, my daughter and I, that are waiting on us. And I just said, well, Emily starts going on Yelp to give them a bad review. And I said, don't quite submit that yet because we don't do negative. And I actually said it that way. We get to pay for the three pizzas, and then they threw in a free cookie, like 12-inch diameter cookie. And the gentleman says, okay, that'll be $15.50. And in my mind, I looked at Emily and I said, okay. And I thought, maybe he said $50.50. So I hand him the credit card, and Emily starts smiling. And she says, Daddy, I said, let me just finish with the transaction. He rang it up. I gave him a tip as if it was supposed to be what I knew it should be, about $50 worth of pizzas. And we proceeded to walk right out the door. And we get outside, and Emily goes, Daddy, we just got three pizzas and a cookie for $15.50. What? I said, you know, here is a point of education for both of us. If we don't, they'll make a big deal and get impatient. But if we maintain an I can attitude, look at what happened. And we couldn't wait to get home to tell the whole rest of the family, well, you're not going to believe what we got for $15.50. And everybody else just, and I said, you know, that's what this is all about. As we go through the next 10 weeks together, 11 weeks, excuse me, some of you are going to have just, and it doesn't even have to be weekend related. You're going to have an experience like that. And please, please, I'm begging you, we want you to share with the group. Okay? So, sorry, I meant to do that at the top of the hour, so we're going to jump right back in. Who else? Who's next? What'd you learn? What one word describes reciting the ICANN mantra 5 times daily? How many years have you been with NICAN? And then finally, what one product can you say just radically changed my life?
Fans, can you hear me?
Absolutely. I just knew you were going to go next.
choice is my one word.
Choice?
We have a choice. I choose is actually two words. I choose. 22 years and MAG creator.
Okay. How many years?
22.
Okay. And I want you, Suzanne, if you don't mind, I want you to close out the call and share, because I think it's a groundbreaking breakthrough.
Okay.
And you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I do.
That's a huge ICANN, like, explosion, like fireworks. Thank you, Suzanne.
And Tyra.
Yes. Good evening, Tyra.
Good evening, everyone. Tyra Andrews in New Jersey. Vibration. And I've been in NICAN 7, 8 years. I'm not exactly sure, but actually working the business, I would say 2. And the product, duct tape.
The duct tape, so a newer one. Okay?
Duct tape, yes.
Okay? Fantastic. Thank you, Tyra.
Thank you.
Elaine Matthews.
Good evening, Elaine.
Good evening. I would say patience and 21 years in MagSep.
Okay. Bumpy, like what was referred to earlier? Big bumps on one side, small bumps on the other?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you.
Thanks, that was Eve.
Who? I'm sorry?
Sansa Aziz.
Oh, you know, I was going to give you a pass, but go ahead.
You know, Kyra pulled it out of me. So I can't answer the first one, unfortunately, but I look forward to being able to do that in the future. For the number two question, I haven't been in a year yet, so it's only been a few months. And the first life-altering product for me really isn't a product. It's really a lifestyle of doing the nutrition, the energy, the water, and the sleep. So that's kind of the biggest piece for us.
And home for you is Virginia. And prior to Nikan, or latest occupation would be what?
Capacity development.
Okay. And for the sake of the group, pronounce your first name slow, and is there a trick that you give? Because I was given one last week, and so can I have an ace up my sleeve now to remember how to pronounce your name.
You know, someone else came up with some cool tricks, so I'll share the ones that I've heard. So, Sudge, kind of like fudge or judge, and just to put the S in front of it, and then you have Sudge and then Duh, the Sudge Duh. And so I'm definitely not a Sue. The key thing is I'm not Sue.
and her husband's name is Habakkuk.
No, it's
sorry,
you're real close though, but it's Habakkuk.
Habakkuk, I'm sorry, I added
one last cup, but yeah. You've got
Habakkuk.
It.
Habakkuk. But from Virginia, and literally, as she said, brand new to Nikan. It's only been a few months, and as of what, just a few weeks ago, silver. So, up and coming rising star with the group, and it's an honor to have both you guys, and I know more of your team members are going to be joining us. So,
yeah, actually, some of them are actually on tonight.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, we've got several others who I know are on the line, or at least told me they would be on the line tonight. And again, star 6 on your phone, demutes your line.
Hello.
There we go. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Vera.
Good evening, Vera.
I'm sorry, I'm a little bit late, but I've been with the...
No worries, no worries. So what one word would you describe reading through the ICANN mantra 5 times a day?
It's just to be on this call, it made a big difference for me. Just
Now, Vera, I knew I thought somebody else would not be able to do it, but I thought, okay, eventually we're going to get to somebody. They're not going to be able to do it in just one word. We had three words. We had hyphened words. And now you're going to pontificate about how it's just great to be with a bunch of like-minded people.
Yes. Sorry, I do appreciate everyone,
yes. So do you have a one word to describe it?
Decision.
Decision, there we go. And how many years of Nikan for you, Vera?
I don't even count. I don't know. Since long time. At least 15, 20 years, I think.
I think it's about 20. And one product for you that was life-altering?
Backflex. Backflex, that's a magnetic product for the back. And that's what got us into Nikan.
Yeah, and it was really your husband, George. And you'll be able to share more of that when we develop our elevator speech. And again, the reason why we're being so short and concise, well, couple reasons. One, because of the size of the group, but this is really good practice when we start developing our elevator speeches in a few weeks, because 30 to 60 seconds times the amount of people that are on the call, well, boom, da, da, boom, you know, we're going to fill up 30 minutes really quickly. So thank you. Hey, Pam Benson, yes, you weren't able to do that homework because variety of reasons. But Pam, please hit star 6 and introduce yourself to the group. Pam was a, or is, an election judge and was not able to be on the call live. But Pam, share where you're from and then previous occupation with the group would be great.
Okay, I'm Northern Illinois, a northern suburb of Chicago. And my other career is IT consultant.
And Pam, how long, remind me again, how long with NECAN?
It just shocked me earlier as I did the math on it. It's like, it's 16 years.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. 2002.
Wonderful. And again, for everybody else that's listening, and I appreciate Pam's honesty because it really does, it's just wonderful. When you read through this, if there's one word that comes to mind, again, that as you read through it, it conveys feelings, it conveys something, and we've heard such a variety of words, please do that. It really is a big, big thing. Anyone else that we've missed? Oh, okay. Well, before I have Suzanne wrap up the call and share, you're going to get not one, but you're going to get two ICANN testimonies because I think Suzanne had a banner experience regarding the Kinko ground, literally groundbreaking in so many different ways. But I want to share a couple things right quick regarding delving into lesson number 2, and that is being in the right mind. When you listen and or read, and as I've said so many times, make sure that you listen to it at least once and read it at least once. We're doing the same lesson 2, starting tomorrow, every day for 7 days. And the insight and the application as you go through it, you don't need to email it to anybody, but just at least put it on paper or put it in your phone, put it someplace so you can refer to it. Because when we get together every Tuesday evening, being able to sum it up in a word or a short sentence is very, very powerful. Because, well, it just is. And as you'll hear William talking about making a habit of 21 days, you actually want to do it 28 days. And there is scientific research and proof behind why we do it 28 days, as well as it just makes it easier to memorize the first part, which is part of that homework. Okay? So, Suzanne, the rest of the call is yours. Unless I miss somebody. Suzanne, share what happened with you, and I believe this was yesterday, correct?
Yes, it is yesterday. I went to Toronto last month, got to experience the Kinko ground, was very excited, and found out that the book that people are referring to, the Earthing book, the person that wrote the foreword actually lives 20 minutes from my house, Dr. James Oshman. I met with him. He is an open and a human being more, and he is going to speak at my event on Saturday as my guest speaker and expert in the field. I then thought, well, hopefully I will have a Kinko ground for my event. And I realized that the products are not going to be shipped in time. They're not shipped yet. And so there were 3 Kinko grounds in North America. And I had the ICANN attitude that I would have one for me on Saturday. And 2 did not pan out. But because of the ICANN attitude and because of Vance Rogers, our fearless leader.
There you go. I was hoping you were going to throw there. I'm like, you better do name dropping here because I'm going to get jealous.
I know. I know. And because he knew that I was doing this event and the ICANN attitude, he was at the event where Tanko Ground Number 3 was on Saturday, and he got the ball rolling. I called and texted and called and emailed, and long story shorter, Beth and Ruth sent the Tanko Ground to me today, and it should be in my possession in time for Saturday. So I'm very excited.
Wow.
Oh, that's like a big wow, all capitalized with a few exclamation points behind it. It's just so cool. It's so incredibly
because
cool.
Because I can. That's what I kept saying to myself through this whole process, everyone. I like, there's only three in North America, but I can get one in my possession for Saturday. And that's what happened with a lot of good, positive thoughts. So thank you.
Congratulations.
Yes. Such a cool experience. I want, and again, I can't reiterate or I can't stress this enough. When you start reading this, and then tomorrow, when you start memorizing it, for those of us who have never memorized it, this is crucial, absolutely crucial. And those two foundational principles, and however you want to look at the one, I love Steve's contribution last week, instead of saying I don't do negative, to simply say I only do positive. And the second part of that is we're in this together for good. That will change your life. I mean, all that. So as you go through it, remember. And I encourage you, if you don't journal, write these things down. I found myself on Sunday morning, before our pastor was even finished, I sent him a text. And some of the stuff we're learning and what he just shared and what he shared last Sunday. And this is how it usually plays out. I send him a text every 3 to 4, maybe 5 weeks. And then a few days later, he'll send me back a thank you note. And I'm not waiting, you know, holding my breath, waiting for a response. He's a very, very active man. But being able to do that and constantly be part of that ICANN group rather than the ICANNOT group, you'll find it easier to walk away from those folks and get in a better mindset when we do that. So, thank you, everyone, for being so on the ball and ready to rock and roll as we set out to do this, and we've pulled it off so far. You're welcome, Lori. And I love texting and using an earpiece when I can see my phone and these texts coming in rapid fire. The hard part is when the family starts texting in the group chatter, and, well, Emily and Stacy, well, and Kenna. Kenna, three different locations, all texting at the same time. So have a fantastic evening. Oh, I almost forgot. I got another text from my dear friend, Dr. Jones, or otherwise known as David Jones, and he called Distributor Relations today, and it looks as if the Tinko Grounds have been delayed until next Monday the 19th. Well, that's cool. Ahead of the game that I was concerned. So some of us could actually have them by Thanksgiving, okay? I don't want to get too excited and overpromise and underdeliver here, but because Thanksgiving is the 22nd, with priority mail, some of us could possibly get them on Wednesday the 21st. I know that's a long shot, but what a great reason to be thankful. And this product, by the way, I don't want to, you know, say it's all that and so much more, but we had a lady on Saturday in Tacoma. We had everybody that was in the group. I think there was almost 30 of us in the group. Everybody got a turn with it, but one of the ladies was one of the last people to use it. So by then, it should have all the juice sucked out of it. You know, there should be no more. No, just kidding. But she put her hand on it, and a few minutes later, she stood up and she straightened her hand. She said, this finger has been bent. She didn't say for how long. But she said, I can't even bend it the way it used to be, but look at now, it's straight. And all of us were saying, they're going, oh my goodness, it's like we've been at a healing crusade at a church meeting or something. It was wonderful. But what was fascinating to me was everybody was like, oh, that's cool. Like, why would you not do that? So the results are going to be varied and fantastic. So yes, start kind of thinking that way forward. So next Tuesday night, yes, it is Thanksgiving week. Same time, same number. And it's not too late to invite other people to join the group. I got several texts today from new folks. And if you have someone, please just have them text me. And we'll add them to the group. And then have them do the homework and get caught up.
Okay.
Lessons one and two are easy to catch up. When you start getting into three and four, then it starts to get a little bit tougher. But now would be a great time if you've got somebody in your group that wants to check it out, wants to make this commitment. The only thing it costs you, as our dear friend Jeannie Zeden reminds us, is the time. That's all it costs you. You don't even have to pay a dime. So on that note, have a fantastic evening, and I look forward to chatting with you next week as we continue on being eye canners.